Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily on KFH. Glad to be here with you on this Thursday. We've had back-to-back guests, so we'll open the IHOP hotline back up for you right now, 869-1240. You can leave us your video comments as well. And we'll set up our Wichita Thunder hockey ticket giveaway. They're back, home against Kansas City, Friday, October 18th, next Friday. KFH wants to hook you up with some tickets to enter. Just text the word THUNDER right now to the number 20357 for your chance to win a pair of tickets from us here at KFH. Message and data rates apply. That's THUNDER to 20357 for a pair of tickets to the home opener. Welcome back in, fellas. Tommy, you just sent me this, and now my brain is racked. So we'll get to the Royals in just a second. Tommy just sent me something. I guess Oklahoma State concert to raise money for NIL, headlined by Cross Canadian Ragweed, Turnpike Troubadours, Jason Boland and the Stragglers, Stoney Roo. Basically, you know, my wheelhouse of growing up, the kind of, so it's like a perfect fit, by the way, and it's been a wild success. I guess they've raised millions of dollars. Every school across the country ought to be doing things like this, but a perfect fit for the fan base. And we're sitting here with 30 seconds, like trying to like make light of like where, okay. So if we know that, like, if you're trying to like fit the perfect, you know, type of music and bands to a certain like stereotype of what a school is, you could basically cherry pick that exact concert and put it in Manhattan for K-State. And it'd be what would you bring to Lawrence? I said the Grateful Dead. Like I'm trying to like, what concert would you do to like fit the stereotypes of the fan base?
It would be a singer songwriter. I think combo, like a lineup of just everybody like that
Bob
is like,
Dylan.
Yeah, like a Bob Dylan, you know, maybe like Bob Marley was still alive.
I thought of Bob Marley.
I mean, one of the sons, like Ziggy Marley could perform, like that would probably do pretty well.
Right. You would think.
I'd be down for that.
Yeah. I was thinking 311. They played 311, Lawrence quite a bit.
That'd be good. Go. Yeah.
Yep. I've seen 311 a few times, and a few of those times have been interesting. I love 311. You'd have to. Yeah, that's a good genre too. Like yeah. Lit or you know, that Third Eye Blind. Like, you know, whatever we were listening to when we were wearing hemp necklaces.
I could see the Dave Matthews Band drawing well.
Oh, yeah.
In Lawrence, that would be a good show.
Yeah. We'll have to. Maybe that's a fun game sometime. What a good idea, though. Seriously, every school across country ought to do this, because if you're the bands and you want a great atmosphere that'll sell out and do all that stuff, these kinds of little festivals, that would be a blast.
You bet it would.
Good on Oklahoma State for being ahead of schedule on that.
By the way, speaking of NIL, real quick before we get to the Royals, Juju Watkins, did you guys see about her contract? Signed a big deal. Now listen, she's in college. She's at USC. Now, of course, she's probably now without Caitlin Clark. in women's college basketball. She's probably going to be the face. Tommy, don't you think Juju Watkins will probably end up being the face of college basketball this coming year? I think that would be the case. Nike signed her to a reportedly multi-million dollar deal for NIL while still at USC, and that's pretty.
And Gatorade, I guess I'm seeing. So here's why I think that's really smart, and I was surprised that Caitlin Clark's shoe deal. I feel like that's the next frontier for women's basketball is shoe deals, and I say that because I coach my daughter's basketball team. One of them, I know how much the sport is exploding. Why wouldn't you have their favorite athletes on your shoes if you were a shoe company? I mean, Caitlin Clark should have been one of the bigger shoe deals we've ever seen, in my opinion. I didn't think it was big enough, but that's good honor. Good honor. It's the new frontier, and get out there and make your money. But well, anywho, let's talk a little Royals here, fellas. Let's get predictive with this. We talked at the base level. We like the money line tonight. I do think it's in this team's DNA to not overthink this moment. I think, you know, not having any expectations helps certainly, but also the personality of its two biggest stars, I think, feeds into that to some degree. Bobby Witt Jr., Salvador Perez, certainly Salvador Perez. I think this has a chance to be a big Salvi game, by the way. I think if Bobby Witt Jr. has one of those epic historic games, it'll come in a game five in New York. I think this is a Salvi game to me. And I think the Royals will take it back to New York. And I think that's where Bobby Witt has his big moment.
You posed the question in the first hour about if the Royals are built to feel pressure. And, you know, I think that generally speaking, sure, like you're going to feel pressure just because of the stage that it is. Anybody is going to, it's natural to feel that. But anything like above that or beyond that, I'm not sure that that's the case. Yeah. Because I think that it's pretty clear that the Royals have felt like they're playing with house money. I know that's kind of a cliche coming to this time of the year, but with the way that the regular season ended, and it wasn't great for Kansas City, if we all recall that, I think that there was a moment where they probably felt fortunate to even be in the playoffs because it wasn't confirmed. It wasn't clear until the very end that they were even going to make it in. They played loose. They played free against Baltimore. That's why they swept them in the wild card round. And then in this round, I have not seen outside of individuals, like I mentioned Vinny Pasquantino earlier in the show, individuals I think are pressing a little bit that maybe are not performing up to standards. But I don't get the sense that that's an overall team. Like, I don't think the team is pressing necessarily. I just think it's kind of individual contributors. So I'm not super concerned about, you know, the them feeling this pressure that might be paralyzing or crushing or impact the way that they play tonight.
Yeah,
it's not the way they're built. Paul, you've been in locker rooms forever. I do think there's a difference when you are the underdog in these situations. And house money is a cliche, but it's a cliche because it's true. The Yankees are not playing with house money. The Phillies were not playing with house money. The Dodgers will not be playing with house
money. That's right.
There is intrinsic pressure on the expectations of those teams going in. Mm-hmm. There's not a person on the planet who wouldn't say this has been a wildly successful season, who would say they are any kind of, I mean, you might be disappointed that the season ended, but this is a Cinderella story, and let's not forget it. And this team is a Cinderella team, and it fits, right, Paul? Like that does, and that doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean they're going to beat the Yankees because of that. Sometimes the better team or the better team on paper just wins and they build up to their own pressure. But as we look at this one, the Royals are sort of built for moments like this to have their back. They had their back up against the wall in that game last night. Mm-hmm. When the Yankees went up 2-0, that was a great opportunity for the Royals to crumble. And they didn't. They bounced back in a 2-out rally and got those runs right back. And yeah. I think that's sort of a microcosm of what this team is, bigger picture.
Right. And there's a lot of factors in this game that you might think, well, they'll come into play. But you're right, because they're playing with house money. I like that phrase because I think that's apropos to the situation. You know, you're playing in the house that Ruth built. Well, it's not the actual house, but you get my drift. The house, you know, New York is a tough place to go. It's a great environment. The place is going to be sold out. There's no question about that. And it all comes down to two players. We talked about this a little bit in the first hour. It's going to come down to two players, I think, that for the Yankees. If Juan Soto and and Aaron Judge have great games. It's going to be a tough tough situation for the Royals to overcome. But so far, so good with those guys. I mean, Soto's had his good moments, but you know, you shut those guys down for most of the game, and you have a shot. And that's what the Royals are thinking. House money, baby.
I think
it's house money.
Yeah, I think the other thing that I've thought about a lot going into this game is there have been comparisons most of the season between the 2014 Royals team and this year's Royals team. And I think that you can make another comparison here, because if you recall, when the Royals made that run to the World Series and ultimately lost to the Giants, every team, or most of the teams that they faced in the postseason, they were, you know, the opponent was expected to win that series. Now, ultimately, the Giants did, but the pressure was on the Giants. I mean, remember, like, they had won 2 years before. They had won 4 years prior to that.
They were winning every other year
in the World Series, and so the expectation was that the Giants would just continue to do that in even years. In the 2010s, that's what the Giants did. So the expectation was on them to win the World Series. They did. It was a situation where the better team on paper won. And we're talking World Series versus the ALDS. Like, it's different, you know, altogether. But there are some other comparisons here where, you know, each team that the Royals would be facing up against in the postseason probably have larger expectations than what the Royals had going into this year. Mm-hmm. And so I do think that that is a comparison, because that was the same way that it was 10 years ago. But then, of course, remember what they did the very next year. So again, I'm not saying that it's a foregone conclusion that Kansas City gets bounced tonight or that they lose in Game 5. I mean, that we could be having another week plus of Royals baseball, even longer than that, potentially. They've got to get these next two games, but if they don't, I think that it won't be because they crumbled under pressure, because I don't think that overwhelming pressure exists. I think the better team on paper beat them.
Right. It might be because Gerrit Cole is Gerrit Cole.
Right.
And Aaron Judge is Aaron Judge.
And Giancarlo Stanton last night was Giancarlo Stanton.
Who again, one of the best postseason hitters of this generation, gotcha last night. Okay. Not a huge deal. I agree with that. I think the other thing I think about with this team is, and it is a good comparison to look at.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
14 and 15, because 14 was less out of nowhere than this year has been. I actually really like that team. That was right when I moved here, was in the middle of that baseball season. I was kind of big on them before. So they weren't without expectations that year like they are this year. But I do think there was a fear that was like a one-year wonder kind of thing, and clearly it wasn't. And it wasn't even just those 2 years. It was probably about 4 years. This team, I think, is equipped. And from what we've seen out of the front office and ownership, I think you could have some confidence as Royals fans. This is not a one and done thing. Like that sense of desperation doesn't need to be there either. This is a team that could be right back here next year. Again, don't put the cart before the horse. Right now, you got to go beat Gerrit Cole at home in a game. I want to ask you guys this. Jazz Chisholm, you know, he had his lucky comments. You know, he said the team was lucky basically at the end of the game. And the Royals fans got after him last night, which is incredible. He said after the game, I ain't never seen anybody boo a bum. I loved every single second of it. Which he's right. Like, he's absolutely correct in that sentiment.
Is he, though?
That
have you looked at his stat line in this series? I mean, I'm not calling him a bum. I mean, overall, Jazz Chisholm is a really good player. But, right. I mean, he hasn't really produced in this series, so maybe a bum in the last four games or three games.
I hope they're not poking the bear with him either. That also scares me a little bit. But I love that that has creeped into this, because it just kind of adds a little bit to that. I had people texting me that aren't from, they were like, why is everybody booing Jazz Chisholm? Like, what is this beef with Jazz Chisholm? And I'm like, it's a, you know, it's kind of a postseason intensity where, but I love it. I love that it's there. It'll stay there today. And it adds to the flavor, gives you a little of the flavor of that Padres Dodgers series that seems to have all the drama right now.
And don't forget
a little bit of it.
Don't forget, by the way, if you go back to before the trade deadline, there was a lot of smoke that the Royals were going to trade for Jazz Chisholm, and that didn't happen. I mean, everybody wanted Chisholm on the Royals. And so I that may have something to do with it as well.
Yeah. By the way, I love your comparison with the Dodgers and the Padres right now. Sort of this is the same thing. I mean, you got the juggernaut New York Yankees and the best baseball record in baseball with the Dodgers taking on the Padres. It's kind of a similar deal. These are the two games where you've got an underdog.
But the Padres had big expectations coming into this year.
Yeah, but they're still facing the best baseball team by record. It's the Dodgers.
Money can buy, right?
I don't agree,
by the way, that the Dodgers are the best baseball team. They have the best lineup. They do not have the best pitching.
Well, okay. Well,
yeah, no, I know. But when we're talking about like best postseason team, I think their pitching is a problem. And like if they matched up against the Yankees, for instance, I think they'd have problems. The Yankees are really good. Austin says on YouTube, put $20 on the Royals money line, Salvi 2+ hits, Walker 5+ strikeouts. I like where your head's at, Austin, on that. I'd be a little cautious with Walker's 5+ strikeouts. The Yankees are strikeout prone, yes, but I think Cutrero is showing us a really short leash.
Yeah, how long is Walker going to pitch? I mean, if he was going to pitch 5 or 6 innings, then yeah, okay, 5+ strikeouts, I get that. But if he goes 3 or 4, that's going to be tough. And then on top of that, I mean, I don't mind the Salvi prop. 2 hits, I'd be, if it was a 1+ hit.
So here's, I like the 1+ hits, RBIs, runs.
Yeah.
So if you're going to go to 2, give yourself those options. That way, if he has an RBI single, you're there.
Yeah.
But
or if he walks. And he gets on base and he scores a run.
Right. And I did learn, by the way, and I learned a hard lesson that when you see the bases props in there, walks do not count for that. That cost me a big bet. I did not know that. And I was madder than hell at that. And I think it's bogus and total crock, but that is the case. Be careful with that one. It'll be good. And again, if Walk is pitching in the 5th inning of this game, I think it's a really good sign for the Royals. If he is out there as the 5th inning starts, I think you've got good things happening for the Royals in this game.
That's going to be the absolute key, is watching how long he can pitch and how successful he is in the first few innings of the game. Because if they can get 5+ innings out of Walker, then at that point, more than likely, there won't be a need to go to Cole Reagans. That won't probably even be a thought.
I think it's just 4+.
And if the Royals can win and Walker goes 5+ innings, 4 to 5, longer than that, you have an off day on Friday. You go to New York on Saturday. You're not going to probably, because I mean, it's not ideal. The Royals threw like, what, 9 pitchers last night? Like, it's not ideal. I think the term that Costas used was like all hands on deck, and that's definitely what it has been for the Royals from a pitching perspective. You get to kind of reset that bullpen a little bit with the day off, the travel day going to New York, and knowing that if Walker pitches well and he's able to exit with the lead, you may not have to lean on your relievers quite as much as you had to last night.
I think that they'll still be prone to use them quickly. But I think I agree with you. The Friday thing makes everybody available again. except Reagans. And I don't even know if Reagans is an option. I have no idea. I haven't looked or skimmed through the, you know, the post-game quotes to know. And probably Quatraro wouldn't even tell us if he was, but I would think he would be in an emergency. This feels like a game where you may see multi-innings out of Ursig, who did not pitch last night, right? And who gets a day off tomorrow. He's probably a come-in-the-eighth-inning option, I would guess, in this game, which is good. That yeah. opens up your possibility.
I bet Quatraro will, if they're in a position for this, Quatraro will use Ursig in the same way that Aaron Boone used Luke Weaver last night.
Absolutely.
Like get the five-out save. Yep. That's the way that they would utilize him tonight.
And I wouldn't be scared to use Bubic again. I know he went multi-innings in game two, and then he pitched again last night, but there was a game off, or there's a day off between there. I wouldn't be afraid to use him again. So if you're willing to use Bubic again, and you know Ursig can go two, that's three innings. Now you're down to six, right? If Waka can get you into the fifth inning, which means he's completed four, they'll be fine. They'll be just fine. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. Albrock, Savage, Caster. We'll have more Sports Daily right after this.
...97.5 and 1240 KFH.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.